Proclamation number 7790 of 7th of January, 1961. Nothing is too small before God. Fates. In tireless concern I take care of the fate of every single human being. And you often doubt that your God and Creator cares for the individual. You consider me infinitely great and powerful than you. 7th of the 1st, 1961, just as infinitely small and unimportant, and you don't know that I let the whole great creation come into being for your sake and that every single soul is dear to me and that I therefore take care of it during its earthly existence. And the individual's fate in life is determined in my eternal plan of salvation. For it can lead to the soul's highest perfection if the human being's will is correctly directed. And if you now believe that you are badly affected, if your fate seems unbearable to you, this should let you conclude that I have great love for you, for I only use the means which are helpful for your maturing in order to one day be able to bestow the greatest beatitude upon you. For the most difficult fate will pass, and again I will also lead you out of the most difficult situations in life in order to provide you with relief. But I also recognize what you still lack and what state your soul is in. I know about your spiritual hardship and seek to remedy it. I am truly only concerned about your bliss but cannot provide it for you if your state is not such that the soul can tolerate the light in great abundance. For light is bliss. You are all children of my love, you all came forth from me in highest perfection. Hence you are not unimportant creatures. And thus you need not assume that your God and Creator keeps himself distant from you, that it is unimportant to him what you might one day become. I truly care for each and every one of you and want to prepare him for a life of supreme strength and brightest light. I want to make you blissfully happy for all eternity, for I created you out of love. And my love never ends. My love can never ever decrease again, and my love applies to everything that once came forth from me. And thus your love should also be meant for me, and then you would also return to me and no longer have the feeling of being far away from your God and Creator. Then you would truly no longer feel like unworthy and unimportant creatures but turn to the Father like children because love drives you to me. And then you would also be aware of your earthly task to shape yourselves into perfection again, because you would realize that you can only unite with me when you have become perfect like your Father in heaven is perfect. And then love will also unite you with me again, then you will voluntarily hand yourselves over to your Father, and then the purpose and aim of earthly life will have been achieved for the sake of which I called you into life. You have become gods and can now create and work with the next me, as it was my plan since the beginning. Amen.